Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
So the next level of breakthrough to you is to challenge you on a continual basis to deeply and closely observe other people's emotional states, the focus that they have, how they're feeling in the moment, what they are focusing on, and importantly, about how your relationship is going with them. Is there a real connection, and what could you do to develop that connection?
Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a best of edition of The Brendan Show. These best of episodes feature training that I have done live, sometimes online to tens of thousands of people, or live on stage where I was speaking on some stages across the world. Or these might be some of my monthly training programs and highlights of those that I do every single month with our monthly students. So I know you're going to really enjoy these because these are a little bit more of a deep dive look at some of my training as a personal and professional development trainer. You know, I focus so much on helping you find that deeper level of motivation and start practicing some of those high performance habits. Well, you hear me talk about many of those concepts in these special episodes here. These are my best of
trainings only and exclusively right here on The Brendan Show. So I hope you enjoyed them. Please know that as you hear me speak in many of these, you'll hear me reference something because sometimes I'll have been training live or on video or on stage or through a broadcast. So you might not be able to see something I'm suggesting or motioning to or maybe even drawing out on a flip chart or motioning towards on a presentation, but you'll get the gist of it. So make sure you bust out your journal, take some good notes here because this is really valuable insights on the mindset or the strategies that you need to adopt in order to improve your life. And if you want to go and get more content like this, but much more deeper and have more of an interactive relationship with me in this type of training, make sure you join our high performance monthly training program. That's our monthly subscription program where I go live with you and our high performance students every single month. And I train on a new topic or a new piece of research that we've created from the High Performance Institute. And I train on that. And then I do Q&A and actual live coaching and interactive coaching with people every single month. That's called High Performance Monthly. And you can access it at brendan.com/monthly. That's brendan.com/monthly. brendon.com/monthly to get deeper dive training similar to this. So if you like this, you would love that training program. But without further ado, let's jump in right now to one of the Brendan Show's best of trainings. I'm going to take on one of the most popular questions I receive when people want to talk about success. People often ask me, Brendan, is there a difference between successful people and unsuccessful people? Do they share a common set of traits from your perspective? Now, you and I both know, if you've been studying psychology for a long time, that trait theory in psychology died off a long time ago, and rightfully so. Because we learned that really enduring psychological or personality traits are sort of, not that proven anymore. In a sense that people change their personality and can evolve their personhood over the course of their life, just like we learned about neuroscience about the idea of brain plasticity, the ability for the brain to continually grow, build new neural networks, new neurons themselves, and keep regenerating and building throughout a person's lifetime. Well, people's personalities change and shift. In one situation, you might be an introvert on a personality test, but in another given situation, you might be extroverted. I'm an introvert often by nature. You can't be a great writer without, sitting down and spending a lot of time alone, So I spend a lot of time alone. But put me on stage in front of 5,000 people, and I promise you I will appear to be an extrovert. It's just an example of how, traits, kind of change. And some of us have a sort of a set emotional style, and that's probably the more accurate terminology for it in the modern era of psychology, emotional style versus just straight up traits. However, because the question is asked so often, I do think that successful people, and frankly, the human species, has some very distinct qualities about it that separate us not only from other people who may never have their breakthrough, but also from the animal kingdom. Just some basics that make us unique that we should remember, and if we can tap into that, then we'll find greater levels of success in life. Now you think about what really separates humankind from the animal kingdom, our species, what really makes us different. This is the one. The ability to envision a future and to pursue it, to have a greater clarity, imagination, creativity about tomorrow, the next year, the next decade. It allows us to rise from that animal instinct that is just impulsive or intuitive or instinctual, that's gut-level response to everything, to actually moving beyond reaction into being proactive, to move towards something that we see as desirable. So let's do some homework here. If I sat down with you right now and we spent a two-hour lunch together talking about the vision for your life, how precise could you be with me? And I mean that in a very, very specific terms. Of your vision, how precise could you be? Your vision for your career, where is it going? Where do you want it to end up? What do you want to create and contribute? What legacy do you want to live or leave? What types of people do you want to work with? What type of leader do you want to be? What type of salary do you want to earn? What type of career would you love to be defined by? Are you in the right industry right now? Are you in the right career right now? What level of excellence are you really demonstrating in your career right now? All of that is tied to one thing, the vision you have for your career. So what level are you playing at? Do you kind of go through the motions and you have no vision for it? Because if you do, that would be where we could say, it's gonna be difficult for you. But if we could say, you know what, you know what type of career you want. You know what type of leader you want to be. You know what you want to create and really contribute and focus on at work. You know what legacy you want to leave. Aren't you more likely to be able to accomplish that? I mean, it's biblical, right? Where there is no vision, people perish. And that happens as we continue to climb up that success ladder in life. It's easy to just start going through the motions because we're good, right? The easiest time to let off the gas is when you know you're good. You know, things are going well. Yeah, you got enough money. You know, the kids are fed. You can afford the car, the house, the picket fence. And then it's easy to get in that comfortable life where you're like, it's good. And I want you to feel satisfied and fulfilled of life, especially from all the accomplishments and all the things you did to work so dang hard to get here. But we also have to challenge ourselves if we want to experience the fully charged life. What's my real vision here? What's my vision for my relationship with my spouse? What do I want the day to feel like with my spouse? What do I want that relationship quality to be with my partner, my lover, the people I care for in my life? What's the vision I have for my kids? What kind of character do I want them to have? What kind of example do I want to be for them? What type of role model do I want them to see day in and day out? What do I want them to feel like they can pursue and chase after in their own lives? Well, let's talk about your own physical health. What kind of vision do you have for your physical health? Is next year going to be the year that you finally break through and have the most extraordinary physical health of your life? Or are you going to keep dogging it and the Doritos are going to keep winning? You know, you have to have a vision. Like, you talk to extremely healthy, vibrant, fit people and you say, you're amazing. How did you decide to become so fit and healthy? And you know what they always say? They say, you know what? I just finally got serious about it. I could see myself fat, overweight, obese, lethargic, tired, feeding myself full of crap and toxins that keep weighing me down. Or they say, you know what? I didn't see myself that way anymore. See, vision is intricately tied to our identity. How do we perceive our own selves? And think about how important that idea is in your health. If you have the identity of a fit, healthy, vibrant, fully charged person, that vision, that identity, you're gonna live into that. If you just don't even think about your body, you don't even think about your health, you don't even think about tomorrow, you don't even think about your longevity, your power, your energy, then you're probably not going to be in the world's best of health. And so vision trumps everything. It dictates your health, it dictates your relationships, it dictates your career, every area that you can think about. So I hope this is making you ponder a little bit. What level of detail? I want to know, could you be precise with me if we sat down for 2 hours at lunch and I talked about your life and what you wanted and desired of the future? And if you could not, then welcome. I'm Brendan Burchard and I'm here to kick your butt. You know, this is what this is about. Yes, we all know we should have vision, but it's common sense. It is not common practice. I've sat down, literally sat down with some of the highest performers in the world, and I've asked them for their precise vision of their life, their relationships, their health, and they're kind of ooh, ah. And that's where I know their next breakthrough is. And I hope you can find some semblance of that same thing for you too. That next level of vision for you, that next level of detail and excellence, descriptive hunger for that, that's what's going to take you to the next level. Highly successful people have an extraordinary amount of vision, even if it's just vision for who they are, what they want to do in the world, and what they want their relationships to be about. If they just had that, that's the beginning, that's the foundation. Then breaking through is that next level of detail for tomorrow, for next year, for the years following, and your ultimate legacy. That's your breakthrough. Second trait that they tend to have is a high level of awareness. Awareness. It's like, it's not, and I use the word awareness specifically here, it's like they're mindful or present to the circumstances and conditions of their own personal well-being, their relationships, and the context they are on. So let's talk about that. There's three levels I just referenced. That first awareness, if you will, we could just call self-awareness. Self-awareness being about, they're generally aware of the thoughts that they tend to have, their recurring thought patterns, both negative and positive, and they're aware of them at a conscious enough level to start creating the thoughts that they want to have. To start not just having impulsive thoughts all the time that tend to move an animal towards sort of impulsive safety, concern, worry, sort of self-protection, but they have consciousness. They have the ability to say, what thoughts should I be having right now? What thoughts would be helpful to my situation right now? And they're able to look at the negative thoughts and deal with them consciously. That's a self-awareness. They're aware of the good and the bad, and they can regulate their beliefs, their thoughts, their mind, their behaviors, their relationships, their overall life in order to move towards their higher selves. I know that sounds really complicated, but it just means when we are self-aware, we are more able to regulate our own emotional life. And self-regulation is a high, high measure of a person's, not only their health and happiness in life from psychological testing, but also in their overall success, their overall ability to gain, to achieve goals, their ability to do very basic things like learn and master tasks. It's hard to master anything if you're not self-aware of how you did. Right? Great Olympic athletes that we work with, guess what? They're highly self-aware. They're aware to how their body moves in space. They're aware to how they're feeling at the moment. Is their motivation, their drive, their focus at the level it needs to be to perform at their best? So a little self-analysis for you here. How's your awareness been? Have you been conscious of how your thoughts have been recently? Have you been conscious of how you've been really feeling recently? On a day-to-day basis, are you aware of what level of energy you have and whether or not it's sufficient for the task at hand? And if it is or is not, are you able to regulate to that next level to get to where you need to be? Or do you just kind of go along with the flow of where your energy happens to be after you ate seven, you know, hamburgers at lunch? You know? Can you find that space that allows you not only to be aware of it, but to do something about it? That's a high level of self-awareness, and that's what successful people experience. And it's not they experience it because of luck. They experience high self-awareness because of choice and conditioning. They said, you know what? I need to check into these things more often. And by checking into those things more often, they became masters of those things. Because once you measure it and monitor it, you can improve it and ultimately master it. The second thing about awareness is that they have a high level of social awareness, right? Often called emotional intelligence or social acuity. The ability to pay attention to relationships in their life and to sort of understand, relate with, or match, mirror, pace, or change other people's emotional qualities. It's like almost the mirror neurons in their brain are firing at higher levels than other people because they've decided to want to be someone who has a high level of relationship with people. And guess where that comes from? From vision. I remember for me as a young man when I was 20 years old, I decided I wanted to be really good with people. I had a vision to be an extraordinary good communicator. and be a person who had great rapport with people. I was not that. I mean, I was barely a knuckle dragging, you know, guy from Montana. You know, it was difficult for me personally, but I had a vision for it. I wanted it, so I went out and developed it. So don't ever be one of those people who make the worst claim in the world, which is, well, I'm not a people person. No, you're lazy. And there's two very different things. There is no trait that makes you a people person. We want to believe that because it gives us the greatest excuse in the world. But look, everybody in service to their mission must grow into the person required to serve that mission. We all kind of suck with people at some point in our lives. Those who decide to stay there because they lack vision for themselves and that relationship quality they want to have in their lives, well, at some point, they've got to take accountability for that, just as I had to, just as I'm sure you have had to in your own life. I'm guessing if you're watching this, I'm preaching to the choir, you're pretty amazing with people. So the next level of breakthrough to you is to challenge you on a continual basis to deeply and closely observe other people's emotional states, the focus that they have, how they're feeling in the moment, what they are focusing on, and importantly, about how your relationship is going with them. Is there a real connection, and what could you do to develop that connection? All right, my friend, I hope that you enjoyed that best of episode. Was that inspiring? Were you fired up? Did you love it? If you did, make sure you do me a favor. Go out on social media somewhere and share that episode. You know, just go out, post it somewhere, post yourself listening to it. Make sure you hashtag The Brendan Show, because when you do that, I can look you up and we can find you on Instagram and post that on the social media. And sometimes we do all expense paid trips to people we find. We just randomly select people. We send them gifts, autograph books, swag, t-shirts, all expense paid trips to some of my seminars. So make sure you let us know. Share what you thought about this episode out there on the social media worlds, and then we can find you and celebrate you. And also, I would love to invite you to join us in our High Performance Monthly program. So just go to brendan.com/monthly. That's brendan.com/monthly. That's where we do deeper dive trainings like you just heard, but we do that every single month. And there's some live Q&A there, and I do some giveaways, and we give students in that monthly program tickets to my seminars and some extra special training on leadership. So make sure to check it out at brendan.com/monthly. I appreciate you being part of this community of so many people dedicated to finding that deeper drive of motivation and practicing high performance habits so that they can become extraordinary in their careers, in your personal life, in your health. You can live an extraordinary quality of life, and sometimes you just need a little bit more training and a little bit more nudge, a little bit more energy, a little bit more drive and consistency. And I'm hoping that being part of this community with The Brendan Show, I'm providing that to you in some way. So thank you, my friend, for listening. I look forward to seeing you or listening with you on the next episode of The Brendon Show. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in,
I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins. It's been all over the place. Now with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.